News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good afternoon. We have Paul Hutchison, founder chairman of Child Liberation Foundation. We're honored to have him in our studio. He is also the executive producer of the Sound of Freedom movie, which has debuted nationwide. And he's been here in Vernal, as he's a Vernal native, to help with the debut with the Vernal Theaters. Paul Hutchison, welcome to the KVEL studios. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about the movie. Now, you're the executive producer of Sound of Freedom, and you also take a role in the movie. Tell us a little bit about the movie, first of all, and then we'll get into what the objectives are of the movie.
Yeah, so we have a few executive producers. We brought on a lot of good people, but I was the very first investor in the film. In fact, the producer of the film plays me. So Eduardo Verástegui plays me in the film. And I'll tell you the quick story, and this is basically the film background. I got approached about 10 years ago and introduced to a Homeland Security agent who had found some children in Latin America, and he had a plan to rescue them, needed somebody to play the role of a wealthy playboy that would come down and buy the children, and somebody to help finance what was going on. And I was approached actually by our Attorney General, Sean Reyes, who's been very involved in anti-child trafficking for quite a while. And, you know, before that time, I would build a super successful company. I had super big parties. I, you know, knew all the who's who and, you know, driving nice cars. And the moment that changed my life forever was when these horrible people brought these children. And I'm standing in front of this little girl, and I'm seeing the fear in her eyes, and she's trembling. And I made a solemn promise to myself, to God, and to that little girl that I would do everything in my power to eradicate that from the face of the earth. And after that mission, and in fact, the Child Protective Services people came in with the children after the agents came and stormed the party, and we could hear the children laughing and singing. And that sound of freedom versus the crying that I heard half an hour before was the most beautiful sound that I ever heard. And I started crying. And I turned to Sean that was with me, and I said, Sean, I said, I've spent my whole life making money, making rich people richer. I want to make a difference. What can I do? How can I help? You know, I had a plan of buying a really nice car. I was going to buy a Lambo that year. I'd been planning on it for years. I said, I will never buy that car. I want to write you a check. I want to do whatever we need. And he said, Paul, he said, let me tell you what you can do if you're willing. He said, unfortunately, the majority of demand for this horrible act in second and third world countries comes from a lot of rich, ego-centered guys who, he says, not to be offensive, but they look and dress and talk like you. He said, I can't teach my Navy SEALs how to wear a $4,000 suit and negotiate a multi-million dollar deal. He said, and I haven't found a super successful businessman who's had the training that you've had. He said, if you're willing to be the bait, I'll change your whole life. That was 10 years ago. And since that time, I have led or played a key part in over 70 undercover rescue missions in 15 countries. And it was just a few months ago where we decided that the very best way to fix this problem was to let a bunch of the Navy SEALs keep doing their job and arresting the bad guys and have me take these stories and go public and share these stories from the heart, not stories of darkness and the black, but enough to help people realize, yes, there's a problem. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world, and good people don't know that it's happening. There's more today, and I'm not talking about just children being abused at home. That's a huge number, and we all understand that's something we need to deal with, but I'm talking sold human beings. There's more today than all 300 years of the transatlantic slave trade put together. And so if we're going to really fix this problem, we need to create awareness, which was the purpose of the Sound of Freedom movie. We realized that back at the time of Abraham Lincoln, Steve, it wasn't people like me who and our team who went undercover and helped rescue these kids. It wasn't those guys that created the biggest difference. It was people like you. It was people like Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote a book called Uncle Tom's Cabin, which was the media of the age, and it created an awareness with good people of what was going on in the South. In fact, years later, when Abraham Lincoln met Harriet, he shook her hand. He said, "So you're the little lady that wrote the book that started the Civil War."
You talked about the demand. Where does the demand come from? Does it begin with pornography? How does it begin? How does someone become so perverted?
I will say this, to look
at a child as a commodity.
For a long time, I thought that that was the cause. I'm thinking, okay, every time we'd pull 20 children out of hell. If we don't do enough to fix the demand side, it creates a vacuum, and another 20 children will get sucked back in. So we have to arrest the pedophiles. We have to take them off the street. But how do we fix the demand? And for a long time, I thought that that was the main reason, because when somebody gets addicted to hardcore pornography, as soon as we take a woman from a divine feminine to an object, people start going down a dark road. And for some of them, when they get addicted, they need something harder to have that same fix. And for some of them, harder is more grotesque or rape videos. For some of them, harder is a little bit younger. Pretty soon, they're fantasizing about something that they wouldn't have even thought was attractive 5 years ago. And then they're acting out on these horrific fantasies. So yes, that is a conduit. However, even that is a symptom of a bigger problem. The bigger problem can be summed up in two words: generational trauma. Here's what's happening, Steve. Literally one in every four people on this planet have been a victim of violence, particularly sexual violence, as a child. For men, over 200 million men under the age of 10 years old in their own homes globally. So what's happening is that a lot of people have unresolved trauma. And most of them, God bless them, they're able to take that and shed it, work through it, deal with it, become good husbands, good fathers, good mothers, and good uncles, working through their issues. But unfortunately, one out of every three people who were abused as a child end up becoming contact offenders themselves. And every single time I went undercover, people ask me, "Paul, how could you go face to face with somebody selling a child and not have them see the anger and hatred in your eyes?" And my answer surprises them. I say, "Because in a way I have compassion for..." How can you have compassion for them? They're selling you a child. Now, I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure they never hurt another child again. But the thing that I wish more than anything is that I had a time machine where I could go back a year and 5 years and 10 years, and I could help them before they ever, ever, ever pass their trauma on to somebody else, especially to a child, and give them the help that they need. Now, we don't have time machines, but what we do have is hundreds of millions of people on this earth right now who have not passed their trauma on, that in the future will if they don't get the help that they need. And so I've changed my focus, realizing that my goal is not just to rescue a 10-year-old from the clutches of a trafficker in Honduras, but it's also to help rescue and recover the 10-year-old inside of every 20, 30, 40-year-old man or woman who has dealt with that kind of abuse. That's where it's coming from. That's where the pornography addiction is coming from. That's where the illicit sex type things are coming from. That's where the trafficking demand, all of that can be solved if we take a deeper approach. And you know, I don't want to ostracize any religious backgrounds. And so I'm taking a very non-religious but spiritual approach, because just like in Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the keys to success is acknowledging the higher power in your life, acknowledging the strength of God. And that is step one. In fact, I have a book coming out called Are You Listening? With my hand on my heart. Not are you listening with my hand on my ear, but are you listening with my hand on my heart? Because every single undercover operation, we weren't finding the children following logic and protocol. We were listening and we were being led. And those tools are available to everybody. We were all born with the ability to feel and recognize the spirit of truth. And when we tune into that, we can help keep our children safe. We can realize that our lives are not defined by what happened to us in the past or even things that we did in the past. We can resolve that. We can move on and live a new life in a way where we're not passing our trauma on to somebody else.
Quickly, I want to ask you, in the trailer that I watched, I haven't watched the movie yet, but I'm going to. 2 million children. Is that how many children are involved in this?
It's way more. So
it's more.
So in the movie, Jim Caviezel says that 2 million children a year are sucked into the deepest recesses of hell. Okay, that's an approximate number of new recruits. Okay, that the real number of active children in childhood sexual in these trafficking organizations is somewhere between, they're estimating close to 10 million children. And the number is much, much higher if you're talking about, you know, child labor camps and things like that.
How vulnerable our children are in the United States.
Before they decided to open up our borders, there was estimated somewhere between 200 and 300,000 children in the U.S. average age of 12 years old is when they're brought into this horrible situation. And the U.S. is the number one producer and consumer of child pornography. And it's the number one consumer of traveling abroad to do these horrible things. But here in the U.S., there are hundreds of thousands of children. And now, with this, the massive amounts of children that are unaccompanied coming across the border, the number is astronomical. And it's through the roof. And I heard this the other day. What's happening is a lot of these unaccompanied minors will come across with a quote sponsor. They'll have a phone number of a sponsor. Now, think about it this way. A trafficker in Latin America sends an unaccompanied minor across the border with a phone number. This phone number, this person is not vetted. We don't know if it's a healthy family. It could very easily be a pedophile. It could very easily be somebody who sent money to have their own child that they can traffic here. And they're using taxpayer dollars to take these children and fly them to the home of their new trafficker. It's happening all the time because of this border situation as it is. So yes, it's happening there, but in our own families, there are broken families, there are children in foster homes. The chances of a healthy family having a child pulled into this is actually lower than, you know, I don't want everybody running around in fear thinking, okay, let's helicopter our kids all the time. But these predators are watching social media. These predators that are identifying where these children, and I've been in meetings with traffickers in Latin America where they specifically said exactly how much it costs them to bring a little blonde girl from the U.S. and start trafficking her in those Latin American countries. So it is a very active business model for them, and U.S. children are at risk.
What advice would you give to a mother or a father or a family that has children to protect them?
Number one, have a relationship with your children that they can feel comfortable talking to you when they're uncomfortable. That the biggest threat for your children is not the trafficker in Latin America. It's likely Uncle Harry or the neighbor next door. One-fourth of your daughters, of the people who are listening to this, one-fourth of the daughters of all of the parents that are here will be a victim of sexual violence as a child. And so that alone is something that parents need to be aware of so that they can provide the protections in place. If the daughter's like, hey, you know what? I feel really uncomfortable when so-and-so hugs me. Listen from your heart. Understand that child is also listening and feeling energy. And respect that. Number two, be very aware what's going on your child's social media. I can't tell you how many times we were in conversations with traffickers and found out that a lot of the victims, they were finding using social media and finding what schedules were, finding out where children were at different times, etc. So be ultra aware of that, who they're talking to on the phone, who they're talking to and chatting with. There are so many predators here in the U.S. who are using the tools of the internet to connect with children in chat rooms and things like that and lure them into a place where they can be abused.
If you're just joining us, we've been visiting with Paul Hutchison, founder, chairman of Child Liberation Foundation, also one of the executive producers of Sound of Freedom. Now, this is a movie. Tell us about the movie.
Yes, the movie is out in theaters nationwide. We are we're super grateful for what has happened over the last couple months. We had a lot of pushback for 5 years after we finished it, trying to get distribution on all kinds of the traditional Hollywood distribution models, and nobody wanted to bring this to light. And so instead, we chose to do a grassroots movement where good men and women, like the people listening to this radio show, stood up and said, "No, we're going to support this together." And so on the Angel Studios platform, the same one that brought us The Chosen, is the ability to pay it forward, to buy other tickets for other people, and to spread this message. And in doing so, we were the number one movie in the nation this week, beating out Indiana Jones, beating
really?
Out every single other movie this week. $14 million day one, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones had a $250 million budget when they made it. They only did $11 million the first day. We had a $13 million budget, and we did $14 million the first day. So super grateful for so many good people that wanted to get behind this cause. And I'll tell you, everybody who's watched it is now passing it on to their friends, saying, "You have to watch this as well."
On the trailer, it mentioned that one of the objectives of this, the purpose of this movie, was to, number one, spread awareness, number two, spur action. Mm-hmm. Are we accomplishing those objectives?
Absolutely. Being on this show is action. Getting people behind this movement is action. Having people to help with the different foundations is action. And there's a lot of good ones. You know, you can go to liberateachild.org or liberatechildren.org for our foundation. And there's a lot of other ones of good men and women who are pushing and helping to eradicate child trafficking.
Other than attending the movie, and I'll give you a little bit of details about the movie here in just a moment, but other than attending the movie, how can people be involved? What's the action step? I'm motivated. Yes. I want to help. What can I do?
Absolutely. First of all, if you have somebody as a friend or a family who has dealt with abuse as a child, who are potentially one of those one-third that haven't been able to work through it and live a good, healthy life, help them get the help that they need before they end up becoming the Uncle Harry and abusing a child, before they end up going to Latin America and doing these, before they start getting hardcore addicted. So we have tools that are coming on to liberate humanity. You can go to liberate-humanity.com, and within that, we're populating that right now with a lot of different tools that people can use to help free themselves from that. We have healing retreats around the world that we have people that can come in for fully immersive transformational healing experiences, where we help people deal with their childhood trauma and shed it and get to the point where they can live a happy, healthy life. If there's people that are helping us with what we call our liberating wings. So the Child Liberation Foundation has a program where we're building on wings, extensions on these safe houses for the children, specifically designed for healing. And so you can find out more about that on the Child Liberation Foundation website as well.
Paul Hutchison, thank you for joining us. Paul, as I mentioned, is the founder, chairman of the Child Liberation Foundation. He's also one of the executive directors of the Sound of Freedom movie, which is now playing in Vernal Cinemas. You can view that. There's a showing, I believe, tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 4:15 and 7 p.m. Visit Vernal Cinemas' website for showtimes and information, and pay it forward. Buy some tickets for other people. Let's keep this movement growing. There is something that you can do as an individual in your little spectrum of an influence of people that you can make a difference. So thank you for joining us, Paul.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KBL. We'll be back with more of the Dan Bongino Show right after these words.